they had to bath each week, and when they bathed, they had to have a fresh underclothes and the like. And so the master said to me one day, and he said, right, go on and see that. All you've got to do, just watch them, see there was no problems there. And they objected to this when they stripped off, you know, these clothes.
Why a young boy like that looking at me?
They didn't care for that at all. On another occasion, which was very vivid to me at the time, I was going around the perimeter of those buildings, right around the outside, and when I got to a certain place, there was the assistant master and the porter were chatting there, and they said, hey, just a moment. And so I went across to them, and they said, we'd like to show you something. And so they took me across, and I found myself in a mortuary. They locked me in, and I'd never seen a dead person before. So they would, they had me in there, you know, and I came out, I said, never forget it.
Yeah.
I felt I swallowed something, you know, there was these people on the slabs there. I thought, I'd never get rid of this.
Yeah.
But then, after a while, I was then, we used to have the undertaker was a Mr. Barrett. He still trades under the name of Barrett, but this is going back to the grandfather of the last Barrett there. And he used to come up and, you know, take the usual, and then on one occasion he said to me, oh, I'm short-handed, can you come give us a hand? That was to lift the bodies up into the coffins, you see.
Right.
So, and that was where I earned half a crown for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that happened on one or two occasions.
Right.
But, you know, it's one of those things then, eventually, that I got used to seeing these people who'd pass from this world to the next.
Mm.